The Witness Project is helping more women get tested for breast cancer. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Mayo, associate professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences at Clemson University, explores how reaching out to African American women is key in fighting this disease.
I can make PowerPoint presentations about breast cancer, but it won't have the same impact as witnessing by breast cancer survivors. If we want women to have exams to catch the disease early, it takes hearing from someone who has walked the walk. As a public health researcher and educator, I focus on breast and cervical cancer. I work closely with African American women, who are 2 times more likely than white women to die of breast cancer. In partnership with South Carolina universities and African American churches, in 2008, as part of a national project, we launched the South Carolina Witness Project. We began to train women to bear witness about their cancer experience. This was a pivotal factor for reaching African American women. Some women will hide their cancer, causing delay in diagnosis and treatment. Others are held back by poverty, jobs without health insurance, and isolation in rural communities. The women often find refuge in their faith and comfort in the rituals of church. We've trained more than 450 women, lay health advisors, and cancer survivors to talk with women. They offer information about mammograms and tell of their journeys from diagnosis to survival. The Witness Project now has reached more than 8,000 women, and 800 have gone for testing. But we can do better. Researchers are making progress, but breast cancer remains the number one cancer in women. Talking about it is a vital step for helping women find it early. I no longer just give PowerPoint talks about breast cancer. In 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I became a member of the Witness Project. I, too, witness to save lives.
That was Rachel Mayo of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.